Hi guys, my name is Christy and you are listening to today's pronunciation challenge. I know some of you have been discussing about accents, and a lot of you like American accents, and a lot of you also like British accents, and also some people stresses that accent is not the most important thing when you speak English, but to pronounce every single word correctly, and those are all right. But today we have a very interesting video that's called Can Brain Damage Give You a Foreign Accent? So in this video, they mentioned a few examples that people have some sort of brain damage, and then they started to talk differently. So let's take a look at today's sentence. People who develop these so-called accents are obviously not faking it. It's a real thing. That being said, calling their condition foreign accent syndrome is a bit of misnomer that may contribute to some people's skepticism. People who develop these so-called accents are obviously not faking it. It's a real thing. Calling their condition foreign accent syndrome is a bit of misnomer that may contribute to some people's skepticism. 那我们首先来看的字呢，就是 develop。develop 呢，指的就是发展或者是成长的意思。那它的第一个 e 呢，是发短音 e 的音 d。那第二个 e 呢，就是发微笑的嘴型 a。develop, 那这边 LOP 的 O 呢则是发短音 a, develop, develop 是发展。我们可以说 Apple developed a new technology, 指的就是苹果公司呢研发了一个新的科技。那这边的 develop 呢有一个研发的意思在。像是我们平常讲的 research and develop, R&D 这个研发部门呢就是用 develop 这一个字。那我们也可以说Ever since humans developed farming, the issue of food was less of a problem. 自从人类发展出耕作之后呢，便比较解决了粮食问题。那值得一提的是，我们很常提到的这个未开发国家呢是 underdeveloped country， 然后发展中国家呢则是 developing country， 那已开发国家呢就是 developed country。OK， 那再来我们来看它的名词呢是 development。development 指的是发展或者是进化的意思。那我在这边提到这个 envelope 呢，是因为它们长得有点像，可是唯一的差别是 envelope 它的后面 LOP 的 O 是发 O 的音。那这边拼法的话要记得加上，最后要加上一个 E。develop 跟 envelope 中文也不太一样，大家要记得不要搞混。再我们来看 obviously。Obviously 指的是显然地，然后我们有时候这个可以当有点像是语助词啊，然后或者像我们中文很常讲的就是废话，像是说有人比如说问我说 Are you going to Taylor Swift's concert? 然后我就会说 Duh, obviously, 就是说哎，当然啊，这是什么废话这样子，或者是说 Are you sad that Taylor is now dating Tom? 然后我也可以说 Duh, obviously. 好，这例句好像太多 Taylor 了。 Anyways, 那它的形容词呢则是 obvious, 就是指明显的，像是我们可以说 It's obvious that he's telling a lie about where he went last night. 他说他昨天晚上去了哪里的时候呢，超明显是在说谎。再我们来看 condition。condition 呢指的是状况或者是情况的意思，那它也可以指的是一个人的身体或者是健康状况，像是说 His condition has got a lot better ever since the surgery. 手术之后呢，他身体的情况好了非常多。那我们也可以说 This is a very tricky condition. 就是这个情况呢非常棘手这样子。那还有一个形容词呢，我之前也有提过，就是 conditional， 指的是有附加条件的。那我最常举的例子啊，大概就是当初拿到曼大的 admission 的时候呢，他们就是给我一个 conditional offer， 有附加条件的这个offer， 就是说哎，我要大学毕业这样子。那后来当然也如期的毕业，就可以变成 unconditional offer， 就是哎，我完全就是可以顺利进入那间学校就读。那讲到 unconditional 呢，我们也可以说 unconditional love， 当然就是最令人感动的无条件的爱。再来看 foreign， foreign 指的是外国的。那这个字呢，不只是用在来形容一个 foreigner， 我们也可以说，如果一个房子长得很像，很不像在地会出现，我们可以说 that looks like a foreign hut， 就是那看起来像是一个外国的小屋这样子，就是不像当地的。再我们来看 misnomer， misnomer 呢指的是误称，它的重音在 no 的地方 misnomer。那这边就来告诉大家一个common misnomer. So one of the most common misnomer is that koala bears are actually not bears. They're actually marsupials. 就是无尾熊呢，其实不是熊类，它们其实是有袋类，就是跟袋鼠一样是有袋动物哦。那再来我们来看 contribute。 Contribute 呢指的是捐款或者是贡献，那它通常后面呢会加 to， 像是说 He contributed his life to volunteering， 他这一生呢致力于做志工这件事情。那或者是说，也可以说The library is a contribution from an alumni to the school， 就是这栋图书馆呢是其中一位校友呢捐给学校的。最后我们来看 skepticism。 skepticism 呢指的就是保持怀疑的态度，像是我们有在书里面看到一些形容啊，就会说 he narrowed his eyes in skepticism， 他狐疑的眯起双眼这种感觉。那形容词呢当然就是 skeptical， 像是说people's attitude towards euthanasia remains skeptical， 大家对于安乐死这件事情呢能保持着怀疑的态度。Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. People who develop these so-called accents are obviously not faking it. It's a real thing. That being said, calling their condition foreign accent syndrome is still a bit of misnomer that may contribute to some people's skepticism.